WZZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page that was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A recent National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study found that Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of fatal crashes involving police pursuits. According to the study, 11 of the 535 fatal crashes in the state in 2023 involved a police pursuit, which is a little over 2% of those crashes. The Wisconsin State Patrol's policy is to only engage in a pursuit if it can be done without creating unreasonable danger to the public. State troopers will often allow a fleeing suspect to escape for safety before tracking them down afterwards. The Wisconsin Humane Society says shelters across the state are overwhelmed with cats, and they're looking for community support to manage the uptick. Officials say the Humane Society alone is currently caring for over 1,000 cats across the state, and many individual shelters are struggling to keep up with limited resources. They're asking residents to consider adopting or fostering a cat, volunteering their time to assist at their local shelter, or informing their friends and families of the situation. The Humane Society is also accepting monetary donations. The town of Hayward will begin imposing fines for fire code violations after revisiting its fire protection and inspection ordinance. The town board voted unanimously to approve the additional fines and to give the fire chief and inspectors more authority to enforce it. Under the updated ordinance, building owners with fire code violations could be subject to fines of $10 to $100 per day until the violations are addressed. All of the roughly 225 buildings in the town are inspected twice a year. The United Way of Rice Lake will kick off a fundraising campaign this week with the goal of raising over $76,000 by the end of the year. The campaign will launch at the Business After Hours event hosted on Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. by the Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce. The organization's annual Holly Auction, the major fundraising event of the campaign, will be held on December 3rd at Turtleback Golf Center. The funding will go towards supporting local partner agencies providing services like food assistance and mental health support. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds at temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Currently 44 degrees.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Kennedy Jr. says that circumcision could be linked to autism via Tylenol. Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the Tuesday to you. I'm on the road the rest of this week. Jefferson Smith will be in here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, just FYI. Everything okay?
Where's your mic? Did it fall? I think I lost my microphone.
Yeah, I did. There we go.
Sorry about that. My microphone fell off my sweater, and I will reattach it.
There we go. Now you can hear me? Thank you. All right. I'm going on book tour tomorrow. I'll be in San Diego. I'll be in Chicago tomorrow. That event is all sold out. I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. I believe that is Friday. Yeah. And if you want to sign up for that or join me, it's a book signing and a speech about, you know, the direction the country is going and all this sort of thing. The book is The Last American President, my new book. News.knsj.org is the website to sign up. You have to sign up in advance to show up. And then the following day, on October 18th, No King's Day, we're going to have a special No King's Day presentation. Greg Palast will be joining me in both San Diego and Los Angeles. That'll be in Los Angeles with our affiliate KPFK. And for reservations, go to kpfk.org for that one. So a lot to talk about today. Why are airport managers risking their jobs to air Republican propaganda? Also, is the world premature in celebrating the Israeli-Gaza peace deal? And is this Joe Biden's deal? Joe Biden, you'll recall, had offered a deal to Netanyahu that Netanyahu basically turned down at the suggestion of Donald Trump, apparently. And it looks like that's the same deal. Well, I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. Also, ICE blocked an ambulance, for God's sake. This is a wild story here in Portland. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump confesses that he wants to turn America into a military dictatorship. Yes, he came out and said it yesterday. We'll talk about that. Also, the small cracks of dissent that are emerging in Trump's Republican Party. Some of them are standing up to him. Mike Johnson's giving away the game. By the way, just a few minutes ago on TV, he just said, "This is not your father's Democratic Party. These people are communists, and they're openly about, you know, they're open about it." Really? They are getting desperate. They are freaking out. So anyhow, but the real game that Johnson just gave away is that whatever they negotiate with the Democrats, they intend to just undo it as soon as it's done. I'll give you the details on that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, the hidden cost of great wealth revealed over at the Wisdom School. Also, in a moment of rare courage for a Democrat, basically at the same day that California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed legislation that would have protected trans people in California, vetoed it, you know, in a cowardly act, bowing to these so-called consultants in the Democratic Party who say, oh, just abandon the trans people. At the same time that's happening, Zoran Mamdani just recorded a two-minute, I guess you could call it a commercial,
It's a history of the trans movement in New York City, and it's beautiful. I will play it for you in the third hour of the program. I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating and a little heartbreaking. So some rare political courage there from soon-to-be Mayor Mamdani, I'm pretty sure. But to start off, something weird's going on here. There's a half a dozen airports that are refusing to run a video that the Department of Homeland Security is pushing down through to them. It is Kristi Noem, the puppy-killing DHS head. Her boyfriend isn't alleged boyfriend. Corey Lewandowski is not in the shot, but I'm guessing he's following her around. But she's talking to the camera, and she says that Democrats shut down the government, and TSA workers are working without pay, but we're working hard until the Democrats open the government back up. Now, first of all, this is just simply a lie. If the Republicans wanted to open the government tomorrow, or today, for that matter, I mean, you know, it's a weekday, they could do it. They could easily do it. All John Thune, who's the Senate Majority Leader, you know, kind of the new Mitch McConnell, all he would have to do is put forward a simple resolution, a change to the Senate rules that suspends the filibuster for one day, for one piece of legislation, for this particular continuing resolution, and then the filibuster snaps back into force. Now, Republicans have done this repeatedly. They haven't done it for continuing resolutions, but they've done it for Supreme Court justices, they've done it for federal judges, they've done it for Trump administration appointees, they did it for Rex Tillerson, they did it for Betsy DeVos. They could do this. They know how to do it. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's unusual, but it's not the end of the republic. I mean, the filibuster is not even in the Constitution. The filibuster was invented long after Thomas Jefferson was dead. And, well, actually, long after he was president. But in any case, I need to fact check myself on that one. But the bottom line is, number one, this is propaganda. And it's propaganda with a lie in it. Political propaganda. And number two is the political part, and that's what's so important. There's this law called the Hatch Act that says that if a government employee uses government-owned property, in this case, you know, airports. Now, the airports are typically owned by the states or cities, but the part of the airport where TSA operates is considered federal property. It's managed by the federal government, so that, you know, it's technically federal property. And she wants to play this on the monitors where you stand in line to go get your driver's license scanned at TSA. And, I mean, this is crazy. So, it's also a violation of federal law. It's a violation of the Hatch Act, which means that, you know, you can get barred from having a government job for the next 5 years. There are substantial fines. Dan Goldman has a proposed legislation to increase the penalty to 2 years in jail. But right now, we're not quite there yet. But here we have this clear violation of the law that is being pushed down by the nation's most senior law enforcement officer, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, breaking the law right in front of all of us. And a bunch of airport managers. Now, see, it's not just Kristi Noem who could be barred from government service for 5 years and pay a fine and all that sort of thing. And not just the people who produced the video and the people in her chain of command who, you know, distributed it to all these airports who could lose their jobs and be barred from government work for 5 years. It's also the people who manage these airports. And they don't want to risk their jobs. They don't want to risk their careers and their futures. So according to the Washington Post, Buffalo, Charlotte, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Seattle, and Portland airports have all said no. Sorry, Kristi, we're not going to run your thing. And in two of those cities, they have explicitly, Portland being one of them, they have explicitly said, we're not going to do this. It's a violation of the Hatch Act. This is what the management at the Portland International Airport told our local ABC TV station here. They said, Their spokesperson said, quote, "We believe the Hatch Act clearly prohibits using public assets for political purposes and messaging." But I think the bigger issue here is that the Trump administration is basically saying, we don't care about the damn law. We are lawless. We are above the law. We are the ones who decide what is and is not legal, not the old, not legislators, not the law, not the courts and all that. And that's a terrible, terrible precedent. They are normalizing law breaking. And which shouldn't surprise you. I mean, the guy who's the president right now has been convicted of 34 felonies, not to mention being an adjudicated rapist. So it shouldn't surprise us that that his people are gleefully breaking the law, but it's still a horrible, horrible thing. So are the other airports around the country going to continue to roll over for Kristi Noem? Is she going to back off? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute. Stick around.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to heart issues, skin issues, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, PATH.com/Hartman with two N's at the end to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A little too late. Kristen Noem on the screen talking shutdown lies while her puppy's ghost howls from Dakota skies. Now the airport man says it's just a PSA, but the hatch act says, boy, that's not okay. They're playing politics on taxpayer time, broadcasting spin as if it's fine. Oh, Kristen Noem, with your outlaw charm, you shot your dog and you broke the farm. Now you're flying high with your airport crew, risking your jobs for the party view. She's got airports humming her parties in tune under lightning bolts and a blood red. Job when you play that spin. They say politics ain't worth your pay, but the hatch act says you might lose it today. Oh, Christy, Christy, your puppy done knew that power corrupts and it's coming for you. Now the planes are flying through a stormy sky, airport folks might wave goodbye. So next time you're flying and you see that screen, remember, the paycheck's tied to keeping it clean, even for Kristy Noem.
There you go, 23 minutes past the hour. So two pieces to this deal that's got all the media going about Donald Trump has finally brought peace in our time into the Middle East. The first is this interesting piece Dean Blundell published this morning. He's the Canadian political commentator. Dean Blundell, blundell.substack.com is his website. And he's pointing out that back in 2024, when Joe Biden was president, he presented a peace deal to Bibi Netanyahu that is virtually identical to the one that got signed yesterday. And Donald Trump went to Bibi and said, don't do it. And so Bibi hemmed and hawed, and it was called the ECACT, the ECTACT deal, over a year ago. And in the meantime, tens of thousands of Palestinians, 20,000 Gazans, died between the time that Trump told Bibi not to sign Biden's peace deal and yesterday when they did sign Biden's peace deal with Trump's name on it instead of Biden's, number one. And the second thing that I would like to point out to you, and that is not being reported widely in the media, is that this 20-point peace deal, I mean, basically one point of the 20 has been fulfilled, which is that the hostages, the living hostages, have been released. Arguably, a second point is being fulfilled, that they're allowing food aid to come back into Gaza. But the other points, every single one of them, literally every single one of them, is predicated on the approval of Israel and Bibi Netanyahu. If, for example, delivering the bodies of the dead Israelis who were kidnapped, in that horrible raid on October 7th, many of those bodies, apparently, they have no idea where they are because they were in buildings or in tunnels that got bombed and collapsed. And they're just, you know, along with tens of thousands of Gazans, they're just buried under tons and tons and tons of rubble. And so if Bibi decides that, well, you're not keeping up your end of the deal by giving us the bodies, he could just cancel the deal. I mean, you know, there's this apolitical Palestinian group that is supposed to be set up to kind of administer day-to-day operations. If he doesn't like any of the members of it, he can cancel the deal. The agreement is also a real estate developer's wet dream. I mean, you know, quote, a Trump economic development plan to rebuild and energize Gaza. Many thoughtful investment proposals and exciting development ideas have been crafted. Really? We're back to, you know, Trump wants to build a hotel and make this the Riviera of the Mediterranean. Another, you know, opportunity for his boys to make another $1 billion. And then there's the fact that this whole deal was cut with very little input from the Palestinian people. Now, this is the one kind of small difference with the Biden plan. The Biden plan actually involved the Palestinians. But it's going to be overseen by this Board of Peace that is supposed to be headed up by Donald Trump and Tony Blair. And again, if Bibi doesn't like anything they say or do, he can just pull the plug. The only real solution here is a two-state solution. And this deal does not provide for that explicitly. I mean, it may arguably lay some of the foundations for it, and to that extent, good. But broadly speaking, it's wonderful that the 20 hostages are back home. God bless them. But this is not even the beginning. This is the beginning of the beginning.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there are so many landmines on this road just waiting to get stepped on. So let's temper our optimism here a little bit. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zypa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zypa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zypa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zyppa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's Happy Sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zyppa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser. And then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is encouraging public schools across the state to submit applications for the Fabrication Laboratories Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program is meant to support technology, engineering, and math education by providing funding for things like 3D printers and laser engravers. The agency is offering grants of up to $25,000 for individual school districts or $50,000 for districts applying as a group. Applications must be submitted by January 15th. A pair of Republican lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to provide residents and small businesses with disaster relief more quickly. The WISER Act is meant to fill gaps in federal disaster relief funding and would provide grants of up to $25,000 for individuals to cover disaster-related expenses and up to $50,000 to help small businesses with operating expenses. The Department of Military Affairs would administer the program and distribute the funding within 14 days following the submission of an application. One juvenile was killed and another injured in a Polk County UTV crash over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, authorities responded to the crash in the town of Farmington at around 7 p.m. on Saturday. Their initial investigation found that neither the driver nor passenger were wearing seatbelts when they lost control of the vehicle and rolled into a ditch. The passenger was airlifted from the scene but died as a result of the injuries they sustained. The driver was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Duluth Police Department is warning area residents of a financial scam that nearly claimed almost $50,000 last week. Authorities say the scam involves individuals claiming to be from Wells Fargo Bank, calling residents and encouraging them to withdraw cash and overnight ship it to Florida. They say three people had fallen for the scam, but around $48,000 was recovered before it was shipped to Florida. The Duluth Police Department is reminding residents that financial institutions will never call to request shipments of cash. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances making their way through the area this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely for tonight. That'll come to an end, though. Look for clouds at temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunshine returning Wednesday. Currently 46 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
I remember when the truth still meant a person's word held weight. Goldwater stood on principles even when the stakes were great. But now the truth's been buried under shadows cold and sly. A party lost its compass to the needle of the lie. The GOP's addiction lie, selling poison to the people while the truth just walks on by. What once was conviction has withered and died. All that's left is the fire hose, the GOP's addiction to the lie.
Speaking of which, welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. This is Mike Johnson, just a few minutes ago, in the House of Representatives, absolutely hysterical about the danger to federal agents of naked people riding bicycles in the rain in Portland on, what was it, Friday of last week, I think, or Saturday? It was Saturday. Saturday, we had the naked bike ride to protest ICE, and they rode these naked people. Some of them were in animal costumes, too. Naked people, right? Here's, just get this. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the number three guy in line for the presidency. Just listen.
Risen to that level, what I've seen is the abuse of law enforcement by radical leftist activists. Most recently, the most threatening thing I've seen yet was the naked bicyclers in Portland who were protesting ICE down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
It's getting really ugly. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I am sorry. Oh, God. Are the American people taking these people seriously? I mean, outside of the threats, obviously, you know, the threats are bad, but really? So what's on your mind? Michael in Chicago. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, I like to talk about the important issue that a lot of 17-year-old kids can vote in these primary elections in 21 states in the United States. Now, most people think that to vote in any election in the United States, you got to be 18. Everybody's talking about 18 years old. But people don't recognize that many states have lowered their voting age for primary elections. In 21 states, a 17-year-old can vote in the primary election. But the catch is this. Here's the catch. They have to become 18 years old before the general election.
Correct.
That's a requirement,
yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
And that wipes out about half of them. But still, there are a large number of 17-year-old kids who will become 18 before the general election. Then they could vote in the general election, and they can vote in the corresponding primary election also.
Yep.
Now, I think the progressive community should welcome this. We should welcome these laws and talk about it and advertise it, because it is the law of the land. The extreme right wing Republicans, they're taking advantage of this. They're getting their 17-year-old kids voting. I think the progressive Democrats, we should get our 17-year-old Democratic kids and Democratic families to register to vote and to vote in the primary elections.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well said, Michael. A great public service announcement. Thank you. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, long time. Back from a month in Lexington, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Glad to be home again here, safe in Mexico from all the madness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll race through these two things real quickly. The last one is like a 10-seconder. One of your moderators on your YouTube channel, Connor Arroyo, linked me up with a 23-minute video, which I am recommending to you, although I suspect you read the book originally. I'll get right to it. But everybody else needs to listen to this. This is jaw-dropping stuff, seriously. Carl Sagan, while he was dying, wrote his last book, The Demon-Haunted World. Did you read it back in 1995?
I did not read the book. I am familiar with it, though. It's where he goes into the whole thing about the war on science by religion.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. and it goes further as well. But that is primarily the thrust of the book, apparently.
Yeah.
And this 23-minute video, trust me, is an extraordinary synopsis of the book, it seems, with lots and lots and lots of direct quotes. Everybody, I mean, he predicted, you know, that they're going to be going after vaccines 30 years ago now, that, you know, faith is more powerful than fact-based science, and that they're going to go after education. Any of this sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is nothing new. I mean, you know, Scopes Monkey Trials.
This has been going on
for a long time. Salem Witch Trials. It's been going on for a long time.
Anyway, everybody's got to go to YouTube. Yeah. The demon-haunted world, Carl Sagan, it is jaw-dropping.
Okay.
And one last thing the same moderator, Connor Arroyo, said during a phone call, just out of the blue, he happened to say this. If they're so hell-bent on finding Antifa everywhere under every woodpile, just pay a quick visit to our National Arlington Cemetery. They'll find all the Antifa they need.
There you
and
go.
If they want to beat him with their baloney, dig him up and beat him and have a good little picnic day of it at Arlington.
There you
They're
go.
All there.
There you go. And thank you to you, Nicholas, and Connor Arroyo and the other volunteers who man our staff, I guess, is the word. Now, listen, I'm not much help anymore because of
my macular degeneration. I can't read the chat, but I do otherwise what I can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nicholas, and thanks for the call.
Bless you for all that you're doing. Your reporting lately has been absolutely the best ever.
Thank you. You're a miracle. You and Louise, me and a team of good people, particularly Louise and Sean. Thank you, and Jeremy and Mateo. Thank you.
It's quite a crew you got, kiddo.
It is. Thank you, Nicholas. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, what's on your mind today?
I don't know. A lot of people don't know about this because the mainstream media doesn't report it. But the undocumented aliens contribute to Medicare, but they don't receive any of the benefits.
That's true. So Social Security, too.
And Social Security. That's right. So they're the ones that are being screwed. This is actually free money that Medicare is getting from undocumented aliens because, again, they contribute. But they can't receive any.
And it's a mind-boggling amount of money. I mean, I would have to look up how much it is, but it is tens of billions and perhaps hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, it's just some mind-boggling amount of money.
In 2022, they contributed nearly $26 billion in Social Security taxes and $6.4 billion in Medicare taxes.
Thank you. Thank you, Byron.
Yeah, and so they can't receive any services by law, but yet they contribute. So they're the ones that are being screwed, not the U.S. citizens. And it's free money, basically, for that the government is getting from these undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
And again, the mainstream media doesn't report this.
I get that. It's not a reason to allow anybody to come into the United States without documentation. We still need to have, you know, reasonable controls on who's in the country and who's not. You know, that's every country does that. That's not an unreasonable thing. But this hysteria around these people, oh, my God, the Democrats are shutting down the government so that they can give health care to illegal immigrants, which is just a lie. You know, but because, as you said, illegal immigrants, in quotes, you know, undocumented people are not eligible for any of these programs. They can't get them. The only thing that they're eligible for is if they get in a car accident and show up at the hospital, the emergency room has to take care of them. And that was a law that Ronald Reagan passed in 1986. That, you know, it was Reagan's way of stopping the move in the 80s toward a national health care system, toward Medicare for all. So, you know, he said, we're going to give health care to everybody in America, no matter who they are, no matter where they came from, no matter what their circumstances. If you are in a serious crisis, you can show up at an emergency room and it will be paid for. And the federal government, you know, subsidizes that. And that's been going on since 86. But that is not why the Democrats are shutting down. And it's not even the Democrats who shut down the government. The Republicans control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House. They control the Supreme Court. And they could easily pass an exemption to the filibuster rule so that the continuing resolution can pass and they could open the government tomorrow. But the Republicans don't want to do that because they think there's some benefit in this to them. It's weird. Byron, thanks for the call. Excellent points, all. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. We drove down to Portland on the weekend, hoping to see the war. And I've been to Portland probably half a dozen times.
Did you come for the naked bike ride again?
No. No, we were leaving on Sunday, and all I can do is corroborate your claim that it was cold and rainy, and if you're, I might agree with Mike Johnson. It could have been ugly, but not in the way he
Yes.
I mean, but
yeah, you get a couple hundred naked people, you're going to have a little bit of ugly. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course, especially in the cold rain, you know what happens. And yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
But again, a sleepier little town. I've never seen. We go down there every year to see some friends play. It's a folk band that was together in the 70s, and now they're in their 70s. And every year, second weekend, they play at a little deli where we have a bottle of wine and a sandwich, and they play for a couple hours. And it was over on, Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, I guess, is where. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in a little Airbnb there. But on the way there and on the way back, we looked. Because we had been seeing these black SUVs of various kinds with the windows blacked out up here in the Seattle area. And down there, I don't know if you're seeing them, there are dozens of them, brand new black SUVs, Range Rovers, Suburbans, Jeeps, the big ones. And these vehicles are, the stripped down versions are, I looked up, they start at $90,000, $100,000. So these are $150,000 vehicles. Some of them pulling trailers. You can't see who's in it. But, I mean, this is ICE. And they just drive wherever the hell they want. They'll just drive in front of you. Like, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, the only person we did see was driving. And they don't have light. They just either have a temporary license plate, a paper license plate, or no license plate. I saw a lot of them that said just Freeman Motor Company, which is down there in Portland, right?
Yeah. I think.
So,
I don't know.
I don't know if these are rentals, but...
they're not rentals. If they were rentals, they'd have license plates.
Yes, that's probably.
And ICE has this massive budget. I mean, they've got a larger budget than the FBI now. They don't know how to... They are not capable of spending all the money Congress gave them.
Well, exactly. The $175 billion... Well, this is what really eased me off, is because just the cost of all those, just the vehicles alone. And then... We did see one person, a guy was driving with his window down on the way back on Sunday, kind of in the Portland area. And you start seeing the ones that are from Portland as you start coming down into Vancouver from what, when we came down and started hitting the Vancouver area. Then we started seeing all these vehicles. And the one guy, I don't know, I should discriminate or prejudice based on looks. But let me tell you, I've never seen a guy in this.
Paul, you just went silent. I think you might have hit your mute button by accident. Well, I can't hear Paul, and Paul, if you can hear me, I would remind you of what Abraham Lincoln said. One of his generals once came to him and said that he didn't like the look of another man, Lincoln said that to the general, and the general said, but he was born with that face. You shouldn't pick on him for how he looks. And Lincoln said, no, you're born with the face you're born with, but. By the time you're an adult, you have the face that you've made.
Can you hear me?
And now I can, Paul. I'm sorry, we're hitting the break. You got a quick break?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's the point. The point is that they're all over the place.
Yeah, I get it. I've been hearing reports like that. I haven't seen any, but I don't drive around Portland that much. So, Paul, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 47 and it's almost 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you, Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So this is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. It's great for traveling, too. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get your $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. But to get that $45 off, you also have to use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much. As usual, Kenyatta is right. Intelligence, I know he wasn't talking about the military discipline of intelligence. He was talking about intelligence in general.
Yeah, it is human intelligence.
It is seeking, yeah, he's seeking the truth. And I don't know everything, Tom. I make mistakes, like with you, and I owe you an apology. I think a lot of times, subconsciously, I'm trying to get you to see this movie script to House of Dynamite. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it.
I'm
You'll
not.
Be like, ah, yeah, that's what Dave's doing. He's trying to get me to believe in the House of Dynamite. The other thing is look, we don't, you know, if you're, like, skeptical about this deal with Hamas, or if you are actually, well, maybe I misjudged Trump. Both of those things are legitimate because we as human beings do not like to see wanton cruelty on non-combatants, what we refer to as non-combatants, okay? You know, collateral damage. We don't want to see that. It's heart-wrenching. But I was an intelligence professional. I have to look at the facts, okay? And the facts are, you know, you got to look at the ratio of casualties in this Israeli, this Israeli attack on Hamas and Gaza. And the ratio is not good. And there were also things that were being implemented that aren't good. Like, you know, basically, we're not going to try to rebuild anything. America made a mistake. But my main point is this. I worked for years in a civil military operations center. I heard a Trump spokeswoman brag about how they're sending boots on the ground, 200 Americans. They work in civil military coordination centers. What this is going to end up being like is the surge in Iraq, where we gave out all kinds of money. Well, that money, I mean, rapidly, in an attempt to rebuild Iraq rapidly. All right. Now, that money ended up going to what we euphemistically refer to as bad guys. It happened slowly in Afghanistan with the Taliban. A lot of the money ended up going to the Taliban. Now, Hamas originated as an organization called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. I myself thought Khalid Mashal was dead. Apparently, he is not. He's been around for a long time, Tom. This money is more than likely going to end up back into the hands of Hamas. Israel will know.
Oh, Hamas is already, according to press reports, now these are vetted through the Israeli, you know, intelligence services, I believe. Hamas is already making their presence known in the rubble of Gaza, and apparently they've executed some of their people that they thought were collaborating with the Israelis or whatever. Yeah, it just never ends. I mean, you know, it's a tough, tough situation. Dave, thank you for the call. It's always good to hear from you. And apropos of what Dave is talking about, Donald Trump is basically saying he wants to turn America into a military dictatorship. I'll give you the details on that on the other side of the break. It's actually pretty shocking stuff. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care.